is well with your soul. In Jesus' precious name. When you go home and somebody asks you, how was church? Tell them it is well with my soul. It is well with my life. And it is well with our land. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. For this moment be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the blessing Sunday of the month of vision and direction for above only existence. Hallelujah! We are connecting with vision and connecting with direction that will take us to the top, like it did for Abraham and it did for Joseph and the rest. But for this morning, the subject is, on this blessing Sunday, is the blessing of divine direction. The blessing of divine direction. Our objective, first and foremost, will be to understand the blessedness of divine direction. And secondly, to understand strategic directions that bring the blessing. Understanding the blessedness of the divine direction. And then, understanding strategic directions that bring the blessing. The scripture is lit or littered with examples of the connectivity between the direction of God and the blessings of God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1, the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and shall overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God." The meaning is, there is the connection between the voice of God and the blessing of God. There is the connection, inextricable connection, between the voice of God and the blessing of God. To follow the way of the voice is to end in the place of the blessing. To follow the way of his voice is to end in the place of his blessing. Psalm 23 and in verse 1 all the way to verse last. It said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Somebody say amen. There is a connection between the guidance of God and the goodness of God. The guidance of God is connected to the goodness of God. If you connect with His guidance, you are connected to His goodness. Surely goodness and mercy. In case you are interested in the goodness of God, connect to the guidance of God. That is enough for a message for a day. The leading of God guarantees the blessing of God. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Very important. Lord, I need your blessing. All you are asking for is, Lord, I need your leading. Lord, I want to see your goodness. What you are saying is, Lord, help me with your guidance. Help me with your guidance. The Lord cannot lead you into lack. The Lord cannot guide you into adversity. So I welcome somebody here this morning unto a new order of leading, new order of guidance, new order of direction. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. Don't also forget that the direction of God equals the satisfaction of man. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Why? Because He guided me. He led me. The direction of God equals the satisfaction of man. Now, Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 18, he said, oh, if you started from verse 17, he said, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. If you follow my teaching, you end in profit. If you despise my instruction, you end in losses. If you follow my teaching, you end in profit. You despise my teaching, you end in losses. Now let's keep going. Verse 18. Oh, that they would have hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves thereof. If you jump to verse 20. 21. And they tested not when he led them. For as long as he was not leading them, they were thirsty. But they tested not when he led them. Through the deserts, he caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He claimed the rock also, and waters gushed out. Why is water gushing out? Because he led them. He led them. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. In the month of August, somebody's struggle for supply is over forever. If you are saying amen, you say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, you say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, you shout the loudest, believer, say amen. Say after me, I cannot thirst because he is leading me. Say, I cannot lack because he is leading me. I cannot struggle because of the leading of the Lord. Hallelujah! Listen. If you will not thirst in the wilderness, in the desert, where there is no water, because of his leading, how much more where there is water? Meaning is, There is nowhere too dry for supply if you are connected to his leading. There is nowhere, no place on earth, no profession, no career that is too dry for supernatural supply if only you are tied to his leading. If God sends me to Sahara Desert to pastor, people will meet me there for service. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Jesus Christ was in the wilderness, in desert places like John the Baptist, and people gathered there. Don't forget what you just heard. They tested not when he led them. Even though it was desert, he made the rock to bring water. You can only imagine what the bill for power will be in this place. In this new power, Bande and Bambi. I heard a medical doctor who owns a hospital complain that they are paying like 20 something million for their bill. Oh yes. That was shadow compared to a place like this. Even though we are working on alternative power supply, renewable power and all of that. But no qualms so far. They tested not. Even in the desert, they tested not. If I stop here, I've already preached. So all you are struggling for is, Lord, lead me. Don't leave me to myself. Lord, guide me. Don't leave me to myself. When you move in assumption, you end in frustration. When you move without direction, you end in destruction. When you move in assumption, you end in frustration. When you do things anyhow, you end anyhow. They tested not when he led them. He said God told him to come to Nigeria and spend, is it how many months? Three months. Under 24 hours, somebody called him. I have some money for you. Under another 24 hours, another person called him. Under another, he said, within 3 days, he had ticket, he had everything to come to Nigeria. All he had is, go to Nigeria. And the call started coming to confirm that God said so. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I prophesy upon you today, your ears shall be opened, your understanding shall be opened, and you shall step in to the purpose of God in this season. Scarcity, shortage, abundance is over forever. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. We can see examples of people in scripture that experienced the blessing when they followed his leading. Experienced the blessing when they followed his direction. Number one, Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shall be a blessing. Verse 5, I bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And then verse 13, 1 and 2 happened. Chapter 13, verse 1 and verse 2. And Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold. Very rich. All he had was one instruction. When he followed that instruction, he exploded in supply. If Abraham had not heard what he heard in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, we would not have experienced Genesis 13 verse 2. We would not have experienced Genesis 24 verse 1. We would not have experienced Genesis, now 24 verse 1 said, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Why? One instruction. There is one distance between your position and your possession. Did you hear what I said? There is one gap between your position and your possession. And that gap is filled by his direction, his instruction. This is the way I like to say it. The distance between your position and your possession is traveled in the vehicle of direction, in the vehicle of instruction. The distance between your position and your possession can be traveled in the vehicle of the direction of his instruction. I'm sure you know what happened concerning this church and this facility and the whole of this land. When we knew that Area 1 church had, grossly overwhelmed, 6 services every Sunday morning, overflowed outside the fence, we knew it was time to move. And we came around, looked for land everywhere we couldn't find. We went to, and of course we are connected to mega people. That the GO Papo Yeriko, and they, when you go to Redemption Camp and Canaan Land, just see size. And we wanted to, so we couldn't get anything near the city, so we went all the way to Nasarawa State. 2 locations. God big lands. When we're ready to go to do some things there, the Lord said to me, remember what I showed you in the night. Because he had shown me, brought me to the airport road here, and showed me our land with a landmark. That is, see this? This is the land. But we are trying to look for land everywhere we couldn't find. So I called one of our property agents, anointed him with oil. And I said, go to the airport road between this place on the right, on your way to the airport. Look for the land. And under 7 days, he was back. He said, I found land that is almost like how many 100 hectares, 500 or more hectares, and they are ready to sell as much as we are ready to buy. I said, let us go. That brought us here. Right? And the moment we stepped in, I said, this is the one. Because I remember what I saw. And then, the rest of it is history. Give the Lord a big clap if you are ready to give the Lord a clap. How much it cost to buy it, then God provided it. And God is still at work in many, 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 many diverse ways. One of our respected patriarchs in the land, once he passed through and went through the land, he said, how did we get this? That is, even if you have the money, how do you find the land like this? Direction. From above. I prophesy. That is why I said, the distance between your position and your possession is traveled in the vehicle of direction. I announce to somebody here today, God will speak a word to you. He will give you a direction that will land you where you are meant to be. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. That was Abraham. Now look at Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2 to 4, the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto him, that is Elijah, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. I have commanded. There is a connection between his commandment and your consignment. The dryness of the land notwithstanding, between his commandment and your consignment. Everybody was looking for what to eat. But what to eat was looking for Elijah. You ain't saying nothing. You don't understand what I'm saying? Everybody was looking for what to eat. What to eat was looking for Elijah. What do I mean? Ravens were looking for him. Ravens don't give food to anybody. Ravens eat their children. Ravens are, they have ravenous appetite. That's from where we got the ravenous. Insatiable appetite. They are very bad. They eat their own children out of their appetite. That was the kind of personality God used to bring supply. God is about to use some ravens. Hey! People who give money to nobody, give things to nobody, where supply is not expected to come out of. If only you are connected to his direction, connected to his instruction, you will be experiencing unbelievable supplies from unbelievable sources. No matter how bad a land is, there is still good in the land. That is why I said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Somebody say a louder amen. No matter the scarcity in the land, there is still supply possible. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Shout the loudest amen. Somebody who is about to experience supplies from the ravens, stand on your feet and do a turnaround shout of hallelujah. Supplies from the ravens. Supplies from the ravens. Supplies from the ravens. Hallelujah. Do you know what you're going to tell seven people, eight people for me? Prophecy. The ravens are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Watch out. Watch out. The ravens are coming. They are coming. They are coming. The ravens are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Watch out. Watch out. Just watch out. The ravens are coming. Ravens are coming. They 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 are coming. Hey! 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 Managala yada yada yada. That is what it is possible for what people are looking for to look for you. If you are connected to his direction. If you are connected to what God is saying, people are looking for things and the things are looking for you. I've come across people who are connected to this commission who say they don't look for jobs. Jobs look for them. And that shall be the portion of somebody here shortly. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Let me tell you this funny story. Let me tell you this. I shared a story in Kingdom Financial Stewards the other time. This man of God, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, pastor that I prayed for in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last year, laid my suit on him. He was down for 1 hour. The church closed. He was still on the floor. He should be watching our service now. He watches the two services before he goes for his own service every Sunday. He will be coming for our minister's conference to share his testimony and to also give. You know, so all of a sudden his life changed. Now, they had outgrown where we preached there last year, where we preached there last year. They had outgrown it. They needed a new facility to move into. So they went to look for a facility. And when they priced the facility, it belonged to a man, I think a mafia kind of guy or something. Once he heard that it was church, he said it's better for that facility to remain empty than for him to give it to a church. It's better for that facility to remain empty. After he made such a statement, within a short period, he lost 70% in his property and estate business. Went bank, began to go bankrupt. Then, a big facility worth $15 million that he recently renovated with $4 million, he came under pressure to sell. Yes. He came under the pressure to sell it. Then there is this billionaire. He's not necessarily a church person, but he doesn't like that other billionaire. The one who denied the church the use. This other one didn't like that man. They are enemies. They are opposing each other. You know the way the business world is. Yes. So when he heard that this man went bankrupt and is about to sell this property for $5 million. Worth $15 million. Just spent $4 million. I entered that property. Everything new. He went and bought it in another name. So that the person will not know who is buying it. You have heard nothing yet. After he bought it, he handed it over to the church. The church that this other man hates, he handed over the property to the church. He said, have it. And let me know what you want to do with the church. What you want to do with the property. And I said, can we have a conference here? This is, say yes. So what do you want to do? Want to put up a tent? Let's go. Under 20, how many days? They put up that tent that I preached in Pennsylvania. Was put up on the spot. When the owner knew that who bought the land and who he gave the land to, the land is sitting next to his residence. He almost died. He went to court straight. Injunction. The other billionaire, his enemy, he said to the church, relax, don't struggle. I will provide all the lawyers. I will provide national lawyers to handle the case. That was how he provided the lawyers. George trashed the case. That the church is not in that. That's the place I'm talking about. The church did not err. You know what he told the man? He told the church, he said, for the next 3 years, I will just be in charge of the building, the property for you. All I need from you is to drop $1 a year. $1 a year. $1 a year. One. For 3 years, so that there can be a legal agreement that at least is not totally free. Then after 3 years, after I have dealt with all the legal cases, I'll hand over the building property, the whole property to you. Hey! It's on the airport road. It was when we dropped, it was 5 minutes to the place. With the hotel, literal 5-star hotel. That's what we stayed in the premises. From where I preached to where we stayed is 2 minutes walk. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Is somebody about to start? That was a raven whose property was collected by force. Hey! Without his notice and without his knowledge. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Stand on your feet. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Help
me tell seven people, tell them the ravens are coming, the ravens are coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for a raven order of supply. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hey, 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 hey. Mahashada galayata sete paradaya nahashadudu. Give the Lord the loudest shout of victory.
Take your seat. And when they are telling the story, they will be laughing. And the man's wife who bought the land met us. Who bought it for the church? She came to meet us. She said, my husband likes your preaching. He attended last year. Hallelujah.
He calls him the man in the red velvet suit.
That's right. Because that was how I dressed last year in their conference. Powerful, powerful testimony. There is nothing God can... There is... You see, if it comes to the worst, even if God has to give, take it from the devil. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There is nothing God cannot deliver to his people if they are ready to listen to his direction. I believe God is releasing something to somebody here right now. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I'll have to rush because of our time right now. That was Elijah and the brook. And then you look at Peter. In Matthew chapter 17, Jesus sent Peter. There was a direction given that led Peter to go and get money for tax payment. Matthew 17, verse 27. Matthew 17 and in verse 27. If you start from verse 26, you see the whole of the story. Peter said, alright, let's start from verse 25. When Jesus was coming to the house, of whom, he said, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? And Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Yet, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, that the tax collectors came. Go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for thee. He gave a direction that was backed with an action. And that direction guaranteed provision. God will always give you a direction. And when you follow direction with action, you end with provision. He will give direction, follow it up with action. It will lead to provision. Hallelujah. And then you proceed from there, from Peter and the tax money, and you look at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. In John chapter 2 and in verse 5. You look at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus was called and his disciples also. And his mother said unto the servants. Alright, let's back up to verse 3. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. This is the summary. The answer to lack is the voice of God. The voice of God is the answer to lack. There is something God will tell you to do that will answer your lack. What he says will tackle what you need. There is something God will say that will tackle what you need. Having said all of this, very quickly as we round off on this subject, what is the blessing of direction? What is the blessing of direction? Number one, direction ends deprivation. Direction ends deprivation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I can't be deprived of what I want if I follow his direction. Number two, direction guarantees provision. I am not in lack. I have provision. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. If he is leading me, I cannot be lacking things. Again, if he is leading me, I cannot be lacking things. Direction ends deprivation. Direction guarantees provision. And thirdly, direction brings rest. He maketh me to lie down. Rest in green pastures. Anyone that is not directed is a natural victim of restlessness. He maketh me to lie down. I decree today, your season of rest is here. I wish somebody can say amen like a believer. I wish somebody would say the loudest believer say amen. I speak rest for somebody. I speak rest for somebody. I speak rest for somebody. Restlessness is over. Tension is over. Stress is over. You believe it? Shout yes. Rest spiritually. Rest maritally. Financial rest. Rest, rest, rest. Rest, you see, money worries could be one of the major worries of life. Somebody said there is a difference between malaria and monaria. It's not malaria worrying him, it's monaria. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? There are many symptoms of monaria, lack of money. One major one is the bankruptcy of attention. They can't pay anything, including attention. It's looking at you, but it's not seeing you. It's not seeing you. You say, John, so sorry, I didn't know you are the one. He didn't see you. House rent matter. Blood pressure increasing. Effortlessly. Hallelujah. But there can be rest. There can be rest. Where the house rent and this and that are not issues, there can be rest. Like I told you, if in the days of Elijah, he can make ravens to feed him. In the time of shortage, it is possible for when men to say they are cast down, and you say there is a lifting up. Somebody say a louder amen. I again prophesy, rest, financial rest, all round rest. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You are saying amen, shout the louder believer, say amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Shake somebody's hands and tell them, get ready for rest. Rest on all sides. Rest on all sides. Rest on all sides. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, we'll look at three other blessings of divine direction in the second service. But for now, what are strategic directions that can bring the blessing? Number one is direction unto consecration and separation. Get out of your father's house. Get out of the land of your fathers to the place I will show you. God may give you direction to separate you. He may give you direction to consecrate you. a lifestyle. Maybe a habit. Maybe a company, an association. He said, while you are in the company you are in now, Abraham, I can't do much with you. But you must get out of this company and I'll take you far. So it is direction unto consecration and separation. Many of us, don't be sensitive. There are many people today, where they are and who is with them is the reason why they can't experience what God wants them to experience. He said, I have dear commanded a widow woman. Dear commanded. Where you are, there, I can't command anybody to, but there, when you go to the widow of Zarephath, I'll look at that later on. Go to the brook Cherith. There, a raven will feed you. If you are somewhere else, you are on your own. A raven will feed you. Direction unto consecration. Direction unto separation. And it's not only enough to do the right thing, it's important to do the right thing and do it on time. Number two is direction unto specific location or endeavor. God may direct you into a location or into an endeavor. Abraham, get out of your father's house to a place I will show you. Your blessing is in so and so place. Or an endeavor. To Isaac, he said, go not down to Egypt. To Peter, he said, go to the sea, the Sea of Tiberias, where we just read. In Matthew 17:27, go there. It is possible that you are pursuing your consignment in the wrong assignment. Did you hear what I just said? You are in the wrong career, in the wrong vocation, in the wrong business pursuit, trying to get the right resources. It's also possible that you are in the wrong location, looking for the right allocation. Somebody sent himself to England and is not glad. He went to America, no miracle. Travel to Germany and jam it. Rush to Russia and rush back. You remember? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where you are is not what is important, but who sent you there. Why are you there? What motivated you to get there? How did you get there? Very, very important. So there may be a direction. And Papa Yedebo said, it doesn't matter how far you went in the wrong direction. A U-turn is possible when you realize you made a mistake. There are people who prefer to die than to make a U-turn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So it is direction unto a location or direction unto an endeavor. And for many of us who are already in the right location, already in the right endeavor, no devil will prevent your blessing. And there are times you are doing one thing and God still wants you to invest in something else or do something else. He will show that to you. Number three is direction unto strategic steps or action. Direction unto strategic steps. Fill the water pot with water. There are things that God may say for you to do. Get empty vessels, not a few. There are things He will ask you to do. Steps. Step out this morning. Go in the direction of so and so office. Make this kind of call. Do this kind of thing. Direction. unto specific action. You look out for that. For every divine action, there is an outcome for man. Very, very important. And finally, is direction unto giving or sacrifice. The Lord might give you a direction, asking you to give, asking you to sacrifice. Abraham gave. He gave up his father's house. He gave up many things. Give me your son, your only son, Isaac. Abraham continued in giving, in the tithes and in givings. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, where we just talked about, they poured water. They gave something. And the water multiplied and returned back to them as wine. So there may be strategic direction. Many years ago, a man met me, master's degree holder in law. His wife, the same thing. They were stranded. They were just stranded. Stranded and struggling. No house, no job, nothing. Two of them. They came from England. And I said to them, what's happening? Long story made short. Do you tithe? He said, no. I said, all right. Go and tithe. Practice the covenant of giving and tithing. I saw them 13 months later. They have their 7-bedroom duplex built by themselves. He had gone to do what I said. And the man got a job where they paid him hourly in foreign currency. After he began to practice the covenant. The principles of God cannot be counteracted by the forces of life. No matter how. He began. And everything changed. There will be direction. There are times when the church calls a sacrifice. There are times you call the sacrifice on yourself. You believe that it is time for your life to change level. You say, you know what? I want to shift. And God speaks to you or puts in your heart. And you lay it down. And there is a shift. It's a new day for somebody. Every time we preach, God backs it with signs and wonders. The sign and the wonder of this preaching will be that God will speak to you. God will give you direction. God will give you a leading that will change your story. Is there anybody who believes that God is changing your story? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give him another clap and a shout of praise. Would you still help me at least shake 3 hands around you and tell them, get ready, the ravens are coming, the ravens are coming. The ravens are coming, the ravens are coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The ravens are coming, the ravens are coming, the ravens are coming, the ravens are coming. Hallelujah. Lift your 2 hands everywhere you are. And we're going to do spiritual irrigation for 5 minutes. And you see, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2. He said, For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understanding him, how be it in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. I like us to speak mysteries, which means hidden secrets. Secrets of what God wants you to do at this hour and where he wants you to go. For 5 minutes. And if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, get ready, because something is going to drop on you. And you are going to be to come in this direction. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
thank you,
thank you
for your word,
for your word
to me today.
To me today.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I come to you,
to apply
for direction,
as I connect
with the frequency
of mystery
to speak
in the language
of the spirit.
I access
your will
and your purpose
for my life.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Lift
your hands now. While we are praying the Holy Ghost, everyone here today, whether you have filled the Holy Ghost before now or not, as you feel the urge to pray in the Spirit, just go ahead and let it flow. You may not understand what is coming out of your mouth. You may see like some words are coming across your mind. Let it flow out of your mouth. At the end, you'll understand the power of the Holy Ghost. And say after me, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I receive
the fresh flow
of fire
right now
to pray
in the language
of the Spirit.
I receive
now.
I receive
now.
I receive
now.
Open your mouth,
pray in the Spirit.
Rock a
precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Lift up your hands and get set to receive. And receive his laying on hand. When the hand was laid on Elisha, then he heard the voice of the Lord and began to say, God fear the Lord. Lift your hands, Mahashadara. Hey.
Ooh. Oh Lord, I need you.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift it high up, and when I say the name of Jesus, the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head. You are receiving his hand on you for direction, for leading, for guidance. And there will be diverse visitations, diverse encounters, life-changing encounters and visitations. Are you ready? Father, let it be. 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 Father, let your visitation happen for your people right now. Ikara yara hazari. Leperete sito kara yara. Receive the hand of God upon you. A turnaround of your story. A turnaround of your situation. The release of his hand upon your life. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive the touch of his hand. The visitation of his hand. Lifa Hosea.
Give those hands high. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for a season like this. Hey, Abarata Shatokokone. Thank you for visitations. Thank you for encounters. Thank you for turnaround of stories. Father, thank you for healing that right knee. Thank you for healing that waist and back. Thank you for healing that ulcer. Thank you for clarity of direction. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give a big clap and a loud shout of praise. And help me shake 3 hands and tell them congratulations for your direction. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. While we take our seats, everyone here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. I'd like you to quickly, everywhere you are, pray this prayer after me. And say after me all around the world. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.